All right, second live video of the day. We're going to go over a case. TJ Cullen actually said to me early this morning, been very, very busy. I haven't had a chance to go over the last week's Supreme Court rulings here in New Jersey. But before I start, if you are finding value in this group, the only way we can grow and try to address all the issues that plague law enforcement across the country is to invite more people in, whoever you want, whoever you think can gain value out of this group. Please, I implore you to certainly add them. We will have to, you know, we go by our members' words. If you've been vetted yourself and we have you as a credible law enforcement officer, which you should be in this group, and you add some folks, we don't really we just kind of take a look at them a little bit, make sure that everything adds up the way we do it, and then we just approve them. So I'm going to talk about this case today, and it's important to know that I always advocate in class that, hey, you may get a ruling at the Superior Court level, then you may get one at the appellate division level, and then maybe you get a different one at the Supreme Court level. And here's a perfect example of that. Really, really good case, done very well. This is how I would have advised it had I been on scene. And it starts really with the case from 2015, I believe, was State versus Julian B. Hammett, or that was 2017. But this case preceded that. And this is State versus Ornette M. Terry. Now, what does this case have to do with? It has to do with searching a vehicle or a motor vehicle on a motor vehicle stop for credentials when a person cannot produce their license. Now, I'm going to explain a few things. For years, although we've had State versus Boykins, this is New Jersey stuff, guys. This is New Jersey. We're watching around the country, this is New Jersey stuff. Maybe it applies in your place as well. Not a bad way to go about doing things. Usually if we have it here, it's safe for your state as well, minus resting for the odor of marijuana. Don't do that in your other states because that's what we have, some really particular New Jersey here. But what happens in this one is, I've been telling people for years, in State versus Boykins and doing credential searches is really not a smart way to go about searching a car. Just retreat from that thought process, go into a consent search, a canine, or applying for a search warrant. Remember that order. When in doubt, ask for consent, call for a canine, or apply for a search warrant. The only times that you're going to be really allowed into a car to search for documents at this current junction is, one, if you have no MDT or no radio communication back to headquarters at all. Two, if you have a rental car and a rental agreement is not presented, as you would see in State v. Julian B. Hammett. Now, a lot of people have seen the Supreme Court ruling that said, operators of a motor vehicle who are driving a rental car, and if they're not on the rental agreement, they have no expectation of privacy. That was a federal ruling. That's not going to apply here in New Jersey. I would not advise for you to be doing things like that. Just always play it safe. When in doubt, ask consent, call for a canine, or apply for a search warrant in that order. It's just, can we do this? Can we do that? Play it safe. Play it smart. Now, let me talk about this one. What happened to Union Township? The guy, Officer Devlin, you did a good job, man. I don't know if you came to my class or not. I've been telling people for years, don't go into these freaking cars and search cars in efforts to try to, not have to go. I want to think of a smart word. It's like subrogate. I don't know if I'm going to say that right. So in an effort to try to not have to use the judicial system and the proper way of going about a search, I always tell guys, don't try to use a technicality to try to go into search these cars. It's not wingspan and Terry frisking cars and all that jazz. If you play it smart, you just take a step back and think about what the best way to play these vehicle searches is. You'll be good to go. And certainly this one came out good. What happened was is this Union Township police officer is on patrol. Truck comes by, almost T-bones at an intersection. They kind of get into like a little bit of a trying to catch up to the car. The dude, dude crashes here. You know, he comes to a gas station where he comes to a stop. He got a half a mile, had never reported stolen, but they're nervous. So they get the guy out of the car, like Terry frisk him. The guy's not speaking to them. He's asked what he's being under arrest for. It's a rental car. He was told that by his dispatcher. He's pulling the car over. It's a rental vehicle. The guy fails to produce his credentials for the car. The officer goes into the car to retrieve the rental agreement, which I've been advising on a rental car is going to be good to go. Any other, times is going to be very difficult. And when he finds the rental agreement in the glove box, he also sees a handgun on the floor. They come and try to suppress it. And guess what? When they go to suppress it, the appellate division suppresses it. But Supreme Court comes along. They appeal it back up. And they win on the Supreme Court level. So although you may have some – man, I'm losing viewers out of nowhere. Let's see. Fuck. I'm just making sure my shit did from like 30-something guys to 7 people. Holy shit. All right, 9. There we go. Now we're good. I'm not sure something technical is not going wrong. Usually I don't see the numbers go like that. This is important stuff. But This was a good case. So appellate division rules that it's no good. Supreme Court comes in and changes it and reverses it. So when we get appellate division case law, yes, it becomes case law for a certain time, but that can be changed. It doesn't mean that it's always correct. And Supreme Court, we know, rules the day unless they appeal it up to the United States Supreme Court level, which we're not going to see here. I highly doubt that. Here's a few things. Held, when a police officer can readily determine that the driver or passenger is the lawful possessor of the vehicle, despite an inability to produce a registration, a warrantless search for proof of ownership will not be justified. Now, that's the other half of it. So what they're saying here is what I've told you in the past. If you have an MDT, you have a dispatch center, and you're able to run somebody and know that they're the owner of the car, you just can't go in and take out the little registration card and find that. It's not going to work that way, because when you come to court, they're going to say, Officer so-and-so, when you stopped this car, before you stopped it, we have your MDT records right here. Did you run that plate? And you're going to say, yeah. They go, you knew who owned the car, correct? The driver of this car owned the car. Well, yeah. Then why'd you have to go into the car and retrieve a little red card that says the same thing that your MDT screen said? And you're going to say, ugh. Now, I've seen things get suppressed on this already. Oh, cool, man. Alan Thomas. I'm going to get back to you, Alan Thomas, in a second. I've seen something suppressed in this. I was part of it on a secondary style stop. This happened in a town close to where I worked. And we caught the dude with a taser like 2 years later and got a 364 for a taser. And I'm like, I called the EAP. I'm like, what happened? They're like, oh, he had a, we had somebody from another town do a search of his car for credentials. And they went into, for vehicle registration, they went to the glove box and found a gun. The gun got tossed. And the county wanted to get back at him. So they got him a year on a taser versus his 5 years he beat on a gun. And I said, well, how'd they get suppressed? And they said, well, the guy did a document search when he had an MDT in the car. So from that point forward, I knew that was going to be a big problem. So I've been advising that for a while now. So hopefully if you guys run into this, this is a good case. But the courts are saying, look, if you know who owns the car, you can't just go in and start searching the thing. Here we had a rental car. They didn't know who the ownership was, and it was good to go. And it's probably the only times you're gonna run into this. So for those of you doing those credential searches and registration searches, and you have those things that I talked about, an MDT or dispatch center that can run a plate and tell you who it belongs to, you're not going in the car to find stuff. I just highlighted a few things. If a driver or a passenger explains to an officer that he has lost or forgotten his registration, and the officer can readily determine that either is the lawful possessor, then a warrantless search for proof of ownership is not justified. Modern technology may increasingly allow police officers to make such timely determinations. The trial court also held that the defendant was given a meaningful opportunity to present the truck's rental papers, and he failed to do so. So what they're saying here is, like, you have to give somebody an opportunity as well to provide the rental papers. When this guy was not talking, he was not responding to them, and they just went into the car and got the stuff out. So you have to say to somebody, like, well, you have to produce it. Do you have it in the car? At that point, if they're not cooperating with you, then you can go in and get it. And basically, at the end, here's what it says, and this is really important. Chief Justice Rabner notes that because officers on duty nearly always have access to electronic records, few warrantless searches for credentials could ever be justified. Very, very few and far between. If you're doing them, stop it. You're going to get suppressed. That's it. Let me go back to Alan's thing, what he said. I'm literally driving back from the state. To the station, enter evidence from a stop that I was backed up with application new methods. Hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I don't come out here and do this because, well, I enjoy it, but we're changing things, man. We're trying to get guys to do a better job. And it seems like it's working out really well. And we'll continue to do it. And we'll continue to grow. And like I said before, if you want to add somebody to this group, you find a value. I know we have a misinformation a lot in law enforcement.